We are up to Perek B's Mishnah Vav in Maseches Yevamos, Chapter 2, Mishnah 6. Now, these Mishnahs are going to get pretty interesting, and there are going to be cases that will seem a little bit more out there, but nonetheless, the halachas that we learn from them are important for the cases themselves, and seemingly for cases, extensions from these cases as well. So let's see what Mishnah Vav has to say. So, Misha Kidesh Achas Mishay Achios. Let's say someone married one of two sisters, but what do you know? It was dark, and he didn't realize what he was doing. So again, he married one of two sisters. He was Mekad. He betrothed one of two sisters. And he doesn't know which of them he actually married. So he gives a get to this one, he gives a get to that one to play it safe, because he can't be married to one of them, because he doesn't know if he married the other one. So therefore, he should just play it safe. Unfortunately, even if they were in love, I guess they weren't in love that much, since they didn't know who he married. So he should just give a get to both of them, and then each of them could go marry whoever they want after that. But he will seemingly not be able to be married to either one of them. Because again, nothing wrong with being with the woman, but since he's not sure if it's the woman or her sister, so therefore he has to give a get to both of them, and they have to move on with their life. Okay, next case of the Mishnah. Mace. Let's say he dies before he gave a get to either sister. So again, he married one of two sisters, doesn't know which one, and then he dies, and obviously childless. What does he do in this situation before he gave the get? So velo achachad. So and he, let's say he has one brother. So cholitz l'shtein, very simple. The brother has to do chalitza with both of them. He can't do even with one of them, because again, maybe he'll be doing Yibam with you'll be marrying the sister when he has a Yibam connection with the other one, so therefore you just have to do Chalitza with both of them, and that's the simple case. Okay, Hayulo Shnayim. Let's say the dead brother had two other brothers, so the brother A passed away, and you had brother B and C left. So Echad Chalitza, Echad Miabim. One of them can do chalitza, and the other one can do ibam. So meaning, you are allowed to have a case where one does chalitza and one does ibam. Very simple. All you have to do is, the person who's doing chalitza has to do chalitza first, then the other woman, so he's gonna do ibam. So if he does ibam with her, so either he had a ibam bond with her, and therefore all is good, or he didn't have a ibam bond with her, he was just marrying her, and that's also okay. But as long as the chalitza has to happen first for the other woman, because again, he can't marry the second woman if he has a ibam bond if he has a yibam bond with the first woman. So the chalitza is done first by one brother, and the yibam can be done by the other brother for the other girl. Kadnu v'chansu. Let's say both of the brothers went ahead, and what do you know? They each actually married one of the sisters without consulting the courts who were handling this situation. So then, own ein motzin miadam. We don't take the sisters away from them. We don't make them get divorced. What's the problem? So there's a concern that you might actually have one of the brothers who did yibam first with one of the women, and what do you know? He actually had a yibam bond with the other one, which would therefore be totally prohibited. So therefore, that was not allowed. However, retroactively, you find that both of them are no longer living in sin, because one of them did yibam with the right one, and one of them didn't yibam with the wrong one. So that one is not really yibam, it's just a regular marriage. So we leave it, because again, in the moment it might have been a prohibition, because he might have she maybe should have done yibam with one sister, not the other one. But in retrospect, now you're looking back, and so no one's violating any prohibitions anymore, because one of the sisters had the yibam done properly with them, and therefore one is married to one of them just a totally new relationship, and the other one has just an yibam with the other one. So we don't take them away from the brothers. That was Mishnah Zion. Gets even more complicated. Says the Mishnah, Shnayim shekitchu shtei achios. If you have two men who married two unrelated men, nothing to do with one another, they married two sisters. Ze ino yodea izo kidesh. And this one doesn't know which one of the sisters he married. Ze ino yodea izo kidesh. A lot of people are very confused over here. And the second one doesn't know who he married. So you have four people involved: a pair of sisters and two men who are unrelated to one another. And each of them married one of these sisters, and neither one of them has no idea which one they married. A little confusing how that could have actually taken place, because how did the second one end up getting married to one of the sisters, because if the first one didn't know in the first place, then how could the other one ever have gotten married? So I'm not so sure how that works, but we'll take the case for granted right now. So again, you have two unrelated brothers who each married, were makadesh two sisters, and neither one knows, vezeinu yodei izu kidesh, and this one doesn't know which one he married, neither one of them knows which one they married. So zeno sein shnei gitin, this one gives two gitin, vezeno sein shnei gitin, and this one gives two gitin. Very simple situation. So everyone gets divorced, and everyone was on with their life. But let's say Mesu, similar to the previous case, let's say each of these men die and each of them die without children. Lazeach, and this man has only one brother. Lazeach, and this other man has only one brother. So very simple. Zecholitz l'shtein, this one does chalitza with both sisters. Vezecholitz l'shtein, and this one does chalitza with both of the sisters. And again, so severing all the bonds, and therefore everyone's good. You can move on with everyone can move on with their lives. But let's say lazeachad v'lazeach shnayim. Now let's say this one has this one has one brother, and the other man has two brothers. So hayachid cholitz l'shtein. This one brother can do chalitza, or should do chalitza, I guess, with both sisters, because he can't marry either one of them. And v'ashnayim echad cholitz v'echad miyabim. And the two brothers of the other man, so one can do chalitza, and he has to do that first, and then the other one can do yibim. Why? How does that work? Because now both of them are not connected to the other guy, and then you have two brothers, and there is clearly a yibim bond with one of the women. So if one does chalitza with one of them, then the other one could do yibam to the other one, and either there is a yibam bond and he's fulfilling that, or he's just marrying her stam, which is also okay. So that's how that would work if there was one brother on one side and two brothers on the other side. But the cases get the situation gets a little bit more complicated now. Says the Mishnah further, kadmu v'kansu. Let's say, again, still in the situation of one brother and two brothers. So if after that one brother, he did chalitza with both sisters, and then let's say both of the brothers got up and they said they each got married to each of the sisters. So one got married to one and one got married to the other. Ein motzi in miyadam. Again, this could have been problematic because one of them might have married one of them when he had a yibam bond with the other one. But nonetheless, the Mishnah says at the end of the day, that was a mistake that he could have potentially made. And now in retrospect, there was a mistake, but there's no longer a mistake. No one is living in sin at this point since they are both married. And therefore, ein we don't make them get divorced. They can stay married with one another. Says the Mishnah further, now, let's say this brother had two brothers, and this brother had two brothers. Everyone has two brothers, so there's lots more people. The cases keep growing. So, then one brother of this guy can do chalitza with one sister, and one brother of the other man can do chalitza with the other sister. Then the brother of the first man who did chalitza with one girl can now do even with the chalitza of the other man. And the brother of the other man who did chalitza can now do even with the chalitza of the first man. So basically, you have two brothers on each side. One does chalitza with one girl, different girls. Each one brother does chalitza with one girl, and one brother on the other side does chalitza with another girl. And now the other ones can do yibam with the opposite girl of who they did chalitza with. And again, that's either a yibam or it's a marriage. Either way, it's okay. That case. But let's say kadnu shnayim lechotzu. Let's say if two brothers of the same man went and married. Went ahead and before they spoke to the basin, whatever, they did chalitza with both sisters. So one side is totally knocked out. Lo yamu hashnayim. Then the two brothers of the other man are still not allowed to do yibam. Because one of them would be married. One of them would be marrying the sister of his zukuka, his sister of the yibam connection. So what do you have to do? You have to have one do chalitza, and then the other one could do yibam. So again, let's just explain that last part one more time. Two brothers of one went ahead and did chalitza, and then. The question is, so what happens to the other side? So still, lo yabmu hashnayim, the two brothers can both do yibam together, with one girl each. Ela echad chulitz echad meyabim. One of them should do chalitza, and one of them should do yibam, but the chalitza has to come first. And then finally, says the Mishnah, as the cases have been going, kanmu v'chansu, let's say instead of one brother doing chalitza and the other one doing yibam, let's say the two brothers went ahead and each married one of the sisters without consulting the court, so it seems like the case is as follows, that two brothers on one side both did chalitza, and now the two brothers on the other side, they both did yibam, and they both married the girl. So then, in motzi miyadam, we don't make the brothers go away, we don't make them get divorced from these sisters. Again, even though they might have made a mistake, one might have done yibam or married a girl with one sister when he had a yibam bond or connection with the other one, so in retrospect it was a mistake, but now lemaisa, no one is living in sin, and therefore we allow them to stay together. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Zion, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Ches, but for now we'll stop right here.